This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Do you still not look at the YouTube feed in here?
Okay. Yes. Nothing personal.
I like to have it up, just to make sure, whatever. It helps me remember not to pick my nose if every now and then I look at it. So I find that helpful. But I want to give G some credit here because it is the very first ever, outside of you and me promoting it. He before the show starts, he has like a billboard up with the rundown, right? Who's going to be on the show today?
Who is going to be on the show today?
Well,
I was going to ask you.
Here you go. I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to end with the reason I want to give G some credit. Yeah, it's us. Our names are, and then so Sam Panayotovich at 3:30.
Okay.
4 o'clock, Evan Silva.
Love Evan Silva.
Yeah.
Chicago slant here so far.
Okay. 5 o'clock, Sal Capaccio.
All right. Sal's been to Chicago.
Picks at 6. He's got picks on there. He's promoting picks. Thank you, G.
Picks.
Still unsponsored. It's the longest continuously running radio segment that's unsponsored in history.
I thought we put him at 5:30.
Oh. I didn't.
No. Because of the hockey game, I thought we might move him up. Move us all up.
Oh, I mean, I'm open.
No, that's all right.
I'm open to that.
Six is good.
I'm open
that's
to
when
that.
People tune in.
I'm fine with that if you want to do that. I got
six.
Yeah.
Six is fine.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spring that. It's nice to see that promoted, even if it's just within the four of us here.
Are yours done yet?
I'm all set. Yeah. It's one of the first things I do on Friday mornings, usually. And if I don't have it done by the time I walk in the door here, I feel when I realize it, it will unsettle me. I just like to have it done.
You know, what
it feels
the first
like a
thing,
homework assignment. Like I'm going to walk into school and I don't want to, the assignment's not due until sixth period. I don't want to get to first period and realize, oh, I still got to do my assignment.
This is like, I probably shouldn't say this, but it's not exactly the first thing I do on Friday mornings, but it's a thing that happens on Friday mornings. My wife usually plays tennis at like 6:30, and the bus comes for my two teenagers at 6:30. So I get up. Sometimes I won't even get up when they leave. It's bad. But, on Fridays I make sure to because mama left. And almost every day, if not every day, when she gets up early for them, she'll cut up an apple, which is something that goes back to when they were like in nurse, you know, preschool, nursery school, preschool, you know, kindergarten. She'll cut up an apple. And like, I've never cut up an apple.
I only eat apples cut up now.
Well, like, shouldn't they be old enough to just pick up an apple and take a bite?
Sure, or
cut it up themselves.
Yeah. I just, the beard, you know, the apple, the juice. And
stuff
it just gets messy, so I like to chop it up into, I have an apple, I do actually eat an apple almost every weekday. After my workout, it's
just,
but I always cut it up. I do not, you probably have never noticed, the very few times that I've brought an apple in here, I will bring a knife, like a pocket knife from my truck, and sit here and cut it up. I will not sit here in front of you and just chew into an apple with like juice running down my beard. I just feel gross.
I mean, I would cut up a grapefruit or an orange.
Sure.
Or a lemon.
Well, I wouldn't remember
but not an apple. Like, take a bite out of an apple. The skin is not your enemy.
No, I don't peel it. I mean, I like the skin. I just like it. I like to control the...
Hey, hold that thought. Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And, call the Yates. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. You were saying...
I don't remember. I was just carrying on about cutting up apples. I don't really know what else I was saying.
I'm just sort of deadbeat dad because I'm not going to cut the apple up. She now cuts them up before she leaves for tennis. So there they are.
Right.
I'm not sure the kids ever eat them, but there they are at least because I'm not doing it. Cut your own apple.
All right. I'm done on the apple. The only other thing I've got on my mind before we really get into it is it 153 degrees in here? We just started the show and I feel like a sheen building on my entire body right now. Ugh, just gross.
That's whatever. It's hot.
Yeah, sorry.
But it's Friday.
Not to drag us down. Nobody cares about our plate.
Ed Oliver. So what do you think? High ankle? Adam Schefter says multi-week. They play Thursday next week.
Right.
Forget it.
Yeah.
So high ankle, like if it's worse, it's more specific and longer, and it's just not like a, you know, the lowest of low ankle sprains where you wouldn't ever say multi-week.
Yeah.
So you know who I was thinking about today? When the show will never have sounded older. Second day in a row for a Shula-era Dolphins reference. John Offerdahl. Was a linebacker for the Shula Dolphins. Tom Olivadotti.
Not to be confused with Tom Olivadotti, right.
Okay. He was the beleaguered-looking, you know, the Bills would play them, and there would be, like, the obligatory shots of the defensive coordinator on the sideline with the headset. Tom Olivadotti had, like, white curly hair and just, like, a very sad face because Thurman Thomas was on the Bills, you know, at least at that time. Eventually he was on the Dolphins, by the way, if you believe it.
Beleaguered is a very good way to describe him.
And this poor guy, like, they never really figured out what to do with Thurman. And on the other side, well, on the same side of the ball, actually, John Offerdahl, I want to say, was an oft-injured inside linebacker for Miami. And I remember, like, it was kind of a big deal whether he would play in games against the Bills. Like, it's you know, it's Kelly and Marino. Is Offerdahl going to play? And if Offerdahl, it's fun to say Offerdahl.
Yes.
If Offerdahl is going to play,
I like saying Olivadotti, too.
They're both great names, both O names. If he doesn't, then, easy peasy. Like, the Bills will just have no trouble at all with Oliver is also a Miami Dolphins.
Lewis Oliver, right.
O name. But Offerdahl was like a big factor, like a big topic before those.
Was that because he was the one who maybe had the best chance of covering Thurman on
pass patterns?
No,
I think more
run game.
Yeah. I think more inside.
Yeah. Okay.
But still, like, he was important.
Mm-hmm.
And when he wouldn't play, that's great news. Oliver, Ed Oliver.
Oh.
Is he this? Like, how important is he to any of this? He had a really good opener. Now he's gone for probably at least two games. Certainly one. This game. It's a kind of a tricky opponent to not have, like, your best defense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's going to be what we talk about the most for the next 2 days is, like, what are the Bills on defense? Yeah. We're talking about a lot.
A few things there, I think. One thing that comes to mind is that Oliver has mostly, I mean, he has had, I mean, I think he earned the contract extension that he got. He's been at times a very flashy and important player, and other times, I think, a relatively underwhelming player. Like, just like you want more. You want more consistency from him. Like, maybe even, you might even take less dramatic impact and just more sort of more plateau, just more like solid, really good, you know. But, you know, you like the splash plays. Obviously, you got a huge play out of him late in this game that I don't think the Bills win the game without him forcing that fumble on Derrick Henry. So, you know, I want to be careful what I wish for. But he's kind of up and down, I feel like. And so he has this great game, and it might be the kind of game that, and the opponent here this week, the Jets, they're going to, you've described it, right? They're Baltimore light with Fields and Breece Hall. So can Oliver put a second solid week together? Maybe that's the beginning of a season where he finally gets, you know, some recognition and, you know, deserves it. And now he's out. Like, the season's barely even in the air, and he's out, and may miss more than one game. So that, like, that's disappointing. Certainly, for the big picture, like, what, you know, can we get an impact defender? We're all like, all these assets, that first round picks and free agents and everything they've done to the defensive line, they don't really have a guy that is any really perceived as a regular game wrecker. And you know, that might be a lot to ask him to do that, but I think the reviews were so good on Sunday. Okay, put another good game together. You're going to be called on. This is a challenging opponent, maybe similar enough to what you just did well against in week one. So he loses that opportunity. And I do think it's a big loss. It squarely puts
the draft
in focus.
We're already to
the second round pick in Sanders, the fourth round pick in Deion Walker. You know, free agency doesn't really impact this that much because Ogunjobi's suspended, Hoyt is suspended, you know, Bose is there. But in the interior, the changes were those three guys, the draft picks and Ogunjobi, and the two draft picks did not have a great time of it. And so, and by the way, the draft pick in between Sanders and Walker is Landon Jackson, and he didn't get a uniform in week one, and I doubt he'll get a uniform in week two. Like, he's going to be a long play developmental prospect, it looks like, at this point. So for all the attention that was paid to the defensive line, the two guys that are left there, who I would think their playing time is going to go up significantly in this game with no Ed Oliver, somebody's going to have to come through. And that might be a lot to ask, considering how last week went. Because I don't think either one of them showed very well for themselves in this game.
Yeah, it's what I've been thinking about the most this week is, as really, and I said very, very similar to this yesterday, magical as Sunday night was, it turns 180 if they can't stop this team, even if they win. I mean, if it's 41-40 again, mm-hmm. What have we got? You know, like, we knew that Allen was great. We know the offense has a super high ceiling, but what is happening on defense? And you'll get your suspended players back. You'll get Oliver back, and, you know, Trey White, he might play even in this game, but that'll be kind of scary and new for us watching the Bills to have them, you know, not if it happens. Look like they're up to it defensively. And it really puts, for our conversations, I think, it would really put McDermott and Bean under the microscope. Because here's McDermott, whose advantage, you know, apart along with other things, you have to give him credit or a lot of credit for what the Bills are overall. But it's really like defensive acumen and being able to, despite certain adversities, make the defense sing. And now you've got Bean, who poured, you know, with McDermott along, poured the draft capital into the defense, shunned receiver again. I say again because I'm going to ignore that for the last 2 years their first pick was a pass catcher. Still, like, this is what they did this year, and will it matter? And so the Jets are not the Saints, who are in 2 weeks, as a team that you might not think has really anything scary. But they're still the Jets. Like, this is a team right. That had one of the worst records in the league last year, one of the lowest win totals in the league this year.
Yeah,
you can't have it.
Yeah, whatever. However positive the reviews on their new tackles are, say, right, and just how much more formidable they may be as an opponent because of that. Yeah, it's still the Jets. Like we're not. You're not going to go beyond surface. If you struggle with this team, or even lose to this team, yeah, I think they're going to be, because last week what's the disclaimer? Well, it's Baltimore. It's a bad matchup. We knew that, and they stole it. Okay, you know, I'm not in the mood to criticize that. You got the win. That's what matters the most. And now button everything else up. Okay, the schedule lightens up. And let me see you look like a team that, you know, is one of the top Super Bowl favorites. And if you have a tough time stopping the Jets, then I think that would be pretty alarming. It might be in the defense of the two kids that are going to be called on, I think, significantly here. A little early for an exam, you know, like they I think struggled in, I think, 16 and 13 snaps respectively. None for, I think it was Walker past the third quarter. They just didn't even put him back out on the field anymore. I mean, that might also be because they needed stops. Like, and I'm going to play my best guys trying to get the ball back here, you know, in a game we're chasing, and they ended up, you know, obviously catching up and winning. But still, it's definitely not ideal in my eyes, and I'll bet even in the Bills' eyes, that they've got to go to these guys for 50 to 60% of snaps, say. I'm just estimating. They're going to activate, it sounds like, from what Daquan Jones said after practice today, Zion Logue off the practice squad.
Oh, Zion Logue season.
To replace Ed Oliver, he just let that slip. Like, you know, we got guys here, and he mentioned Logue by name, which makes it sound like he knows he's coming up. So there's your Oliver roster spot, I think. I mean, does he play more than Sanders or Walker? I think if he does, that's probably bad news for how it's going with Sanders and Walker.
Would you take the Bills scoring 24 points? Last six trips, Allen's career at the Jets, working backwards chronologically, 23-16, that was an overtime game, 17-45, they, you know, blew him out. 18-17. Prior to that was Matt Barkley putting up 41.
I'm not inclined to say yes to 24 points. I would hope that that's enough to beat the Jets, but with no Oliver and the way they looked overall last week, again, against the Ravens versus against the Jets.
At home, though.
I'm afraid you might need more than 24 to beat this team.
It was a home game. And it was by the end of the third quarter, almost,
right.
40. That's not to, you know, you shouldn't ignore how the game ended. I mean, they did get stops in the fourth quarter, three in a row, including the takeaway. So the total is 46.5, and the at where I'm looking now, and the Bills are 6.5-point favorites, so that's easy math. 26.5 to 20 is the implied total. I got another one for you.
Go on.
Would you take 4-1? Jets, Dolphins, Saints, New England.
Boy, it feels greedy to say no, but you should be, what you said, 6.5 this week?
Yep. The other games are all, at the moment,
higher
the look
than
headlines
that?
Are all higher than that. The Jets, last Friday, the Jet game was 8.5, but the Jets looked good, and the Bills' defense did not look good.
I also want to say no. I'm usually pretty – I feel like with a would you take, I can often be pretty – yeah, you know, I don't want to be a pig. Sure, that's fine. 4-1's fine. I mean, 4-1 would be a good record, obviously, but with who you're playing
– who do they lose to?
I don't think I want to settle for that. I mean, you lose to the Jets in week two. What? You lose, you know, and maybe that starts a whole, well, the Jets are actually really a lot better than we thought they would do. Okay. Miami at home, the Saints, New England in a night game? No. I'm not signing up for any of that.
4-1.
Yeah, no, I don't think
it's
so.
Not good enough for you.
I mean, I could see, I think Atlanta, you know, we'll see if they, you know, they had a kind of a weird week one.
You give them Sunday night. Will you watch your first Falcons game of the last 5 years? Sunday night at Minnesota.
Probably not, because no. I'm not going to be home.
Right.
I'm going to see the Bills game. I'm going to this Borderland festival that started. Not my friends Leroy Towns are playing right now at this festival. It's going to be going all weekend.
So are the Penguins and the Bruins, Harbor Center.
I will be there all
He's
day.
He's not playing that.
All day Saturday, all day Sunday, and they have Bills tailgate party, big screen. Like they'll make accommodations for people who want to watch football. So I'm going to watch the Bills game there. But it will not be a day where after that I'm just in front of the TV, you know. So
Falcons Minnesota just sounds like a game you can afford to miss.
Yeah, probably. It's right? Not a bad Sunday night game to have scheduled for this weekend for me.
Plus, you got two on Monday,
right?
You got to make sure you're down for.
But I'm
although you're not watching the second game on Monday either because it's too late.
Right. But I'm bummed out about Chiefs and Eagles. I'll have my iPad. I'll probably sneak some peeks. It's not like I'm, going to be chained to something, but, I'll be out. So it's not,
all right.
It won't be a sitting in front of the TV day for me on Sunday, as it turns out, which I'm happy about. I'll miss the football, but I love this festival.
I have a tough time turning down 4-1. It's still the NFL. And if they had beaten Baltimore more convincingly, which is like pretty much any other way, because they really were outplayed. I mean, they were lucky to win. It's to their credit that they pulled it out. But still, like, it was Baltimore's game almost the whole night. If they had beaten the Ravens more convincingly, and maybe the Jets looked worse, then maybe you could get me to know on 4-1.
Does this look like the hardest game of the next four?
Yes.
Because it's on the road and the Jets look good in week one?
The only that could change if I don't think it changes if Miami wins Sunday over New England by like double digits. I think it could change if New England wins by double digits. Because they had a rough week one. And it's not only that. If you followed the discourse this week with the Patriots, it's Mike Vrabel talking about how there's too much on Drake May's plate, and Josh McDaniels saying, no, there isn't.
Nice.
Like he's got enough, and it's not even that much, basically, is what McDaniels said. So that was not a great opener for them. I mean, not a great first week. If they go to Miami and romp, I mean, the line is like one, so we'll talk to Sam about it in a minute. If they have, he's not on the Patriots at all. Like, he'll tell you Miami. If that happens, though, then all right. Well, we're sort of back to what the preseason sounded like with New England. But until that happens, I think it's this game. And, Joe has me a little. Joe Ostrowski has me a little spooked on this game with the money on the Jets. The
smart money.
It's still not.
Is that what it's called? The smart money.
Sharps.
Sharp money. Whatever.
6.5 is the number today. So it's not like it pushed really any at all further from what he was saying yesterday. Sam Panayotovic, Bet Sweats coming up. We'll talk Bills, Jets, Patriots, Dolphins, and more. Week two in the NFL. He's always got a couple of good college football ideas for us as well. Evan Silva today at 4. Get your fantasy questions answered. Then Sal Capaccio at 5. We'll dig into the matchups, the Oliver injury, and what else we might need to know with the Bills injury report out today. You've got Trey White, Hancock, and who else? Not Benford. Benford practiced in full, but there's somebody else back there. Taron Johnson, right. Also listed as questionable. That's it. So, I don't know. Not the worst team you could play when your secondary is in rough shape. Pretty early for it to be in rough shape, week two.
Yeah.
Sam Panayotovic next. Football Friday, everybody, here on WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog will be back in a snap. That's brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog Football Friday. Sam Panayotovic coming up. What'd you think last night?
I was mostly thinking about how, and I don't remember who this quarterback was last year, but I feel like on a Thursday late in the show, I talked about not really believing in a guy, and then he had a great game. And I felt kind of like that was Jordan Love last night. Because we talked about him, like, I'm not sure he's, I don't know, I'm not all the way there. I'm not sure he's, you know, even on the Herbert level yet or what. Like, and he looked really, really good. I kept thinking, is this, he's 3 years in here as a starter. I mean, he's 6 years into his career, but he sat there. So he's been playing for, this is his third season as their starting quarterback. And here's a primetime game against a big shot from last year, a NFC conference finalist. And it was like Josh Allen in 2020 wires were tripping for me all over. Like, it is like a coming out party for, you know, not that people don't know who Love is. I mean, you've been voting him for MVP for two seasons already, I think.
I had a bet. But to like last year or the year before. Yes.
I just sort of thought, like, I wonder if Packers fans are really feeling it right now. Like, look at this guy. Look at our guy. Like, here's Big Bad Washington with Jaden Daniels, the rookie of the year. And Love was really, really good. I mean, he missed some throws here and there. But
he missed Golden.
Yeah, twice.
And that reminded me of Mahomes and Worthy. Where, like, you know how good Mahomes is, but then there's, like, the new hot rookie. And yeah. He's super fast. Same college, even? Like, they just couldn't click, and that was Golden last night. Sam Panayotovic with us on the Wes Herr Hotline, co-host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network, and also the Bet 1520 and the Odyssey app. I know, Sam, hi. You were on Washington. I wondered if, like when I lose a bet, and I'm not sure you actually bet it, but when I lose a bet, I can often, sometimes you just like, okay, I was wrong. And other times you might think, well, this is what should have been right. You know, I was actually right. My account doesn't reflect it, but, you know, X happened. How are you on that game? Because you guys were kind of, and I was with you, sort of mocking the you know, the Stephen A. Smiths for pumping up Green Bay after the first game. And I don't know, like, maybe they are that good.
Maybe they are. I still don't believe that they're the second best team in the NFL, like he was saying. But, you know, their defense was completely dominant against the run. I mean, Washington ran for like 2.7 yards per play.
Yeah.
That makes it much more difficult on the quarterback. I also think, like, they didn't run Jaden Daniels a lot, which was a little surprising. Like, that's what got them going a lot in games last year, the ability for them to do whatever they wanted on third down. And it just always felt like they were in third and six, third and seven. But I'm not certainly making excuses. I mean, Green Bay at one point was outgaining Washington 400 to 150. So never was that a bet that I felt good about. And yes, I did bet it. I can send you a screenshot of the losing bet.
That's okay. I believe you.
Did you? So I remember we first started hanging out last year, and you were talking about Jordan Love MVP. And I don't know if you made the bet last year. I don't know if you made it this year. Jordan Love is the third favorite now at BetMGM to win the MVP.
Man, he could win it on Parsons' back, you know? Like, he could win it on the back of that defense, which I don't mean as an insult. I've always thought he was really good. He never takes a sack. They just don't have the volume in their pass offense, and they're in a great division. But if they're superior in that division with what their defense looks like, yeah, he could win. I don't have a bet this year. I did before, but that's kind of how I roll. I have Prescott this year, Sam.
You had it too early.
I'm never wrong, just early.
Right.
It's okay.
Well, Parsons looks like he had, even though he's not, I don't know what the snap count was from last night. I did not go find it this morning. But it just felt like every time he was on the field, he made a difference.
I can't believe he only had half a sack. I thought he was going to have at least three. There was that one play where he just came barreling off the edge, and somehow Daniels was able to sneak out of there and kind of move forward for like a yard or something like that. But he's just so explosive. And I knew that the defense would be fine up front. I wasn't so sure about the secondary, but if you can put pressure on quarterbacks like that, it makes your secondary better by default. So that'll be an interesting season to follow, obviously, in Green Bay. They now have the shortest odds to win the NFC. And you look at the power ratings, it's basically, Buffalo, Baltimore, and Green Bay. That's where we're at right now as of 17 games this season. But I was definitely impressed. And I also think this, maybe Detroit's going to be okay. Maybe Detroit isn't completely deprogrammed.
Right.
Maybe Green Bay's just really good.
Yeah, what did you say this morning? The transitive property? Like, we're all doing that in weeks. Like, Indianapolis is interesting for that. Like, they bury Miami. Is Miami that bad, or is Indianapolis actually good? It seems like, just quickly on those teams and this weekend, that maybe the markets are not impressed with the Colts. And they're also, like yourself, I think, not done with the Dolphins.
Well, the Colts are only a 1.5-point favorite at home against Denver. So that's respect for the team, no doubt. And we do that segment on our show. I love it. It's called Where's the Room? We just talk about the five most public sides. I think through 3 weeks of college, the Room is like 3-12, and like 1 week of the NFL, it's 1-4. The Room is on Denver, which is not really surprising. Oh, yeah, I get that defense. All I got to do is win by two. Yeah, that's going to be a popular bet. Indy's got a good offensive line, guys. They can hit you right in the mouth and do it over and over again with Jonathan Taylor. And if they get, they get wiggle room on the runs, Daniel Jones with time to throw can actually make throws. I know people think he's this bust, but he's fine. He's a serviceable quarterback on a decent team. As for Miami, I did. Oh, I hate it. I hate it, but I did it. I bet the Dolphins -1. I'm going to keep fading this Patriots thing. I think they stink.
Yeah, you've been saying it.
Yeah.
Last week you were right.
How much of an opportunity is there recognizing? I mean, I know from learning so much, talking to you and Joe for the last couple of years, Sam, that the people putting these numbers up, they know what they're doing, right? they're not going to be had. But I wonder if there's somewhere on the margins, because of overreactions to week one, is there anything that stands out to you, like a spot where you could really maybe take advantage of maybe the public overreacting to how somebody played? Indy might be a great example of that, but we already kind of covered it. I just wonder if week two is, early in the year, is an opportunity to take advantage of something.
Well, I can tell you this. I know some really respected guys in Vegas that bet Kansas City. They bet that this morning. They bet +1, and they bet money line at like +105 or something like that. And you're starting to see some picks in that game in Vegas and offshore. It just looks so easy to take Philly -1 at Kansas City for so many reasons. Philly just beat them in the Super Bowl. Philly's healthier. You got multiple guys banged up for the Chiefs. I don't know if Worthy's going to play. We know Rice is suspended. Kansas City has never really been a team that I'd like to go against when they're at home, especially as a home dog. They haven't been a home dog since 2022, which is wild to think that. Ironically enough, against Buffalo, and Buffalo won that game in week six. But when you see people like run away from Kansas City, that's usually a good time to get on it. Mm-hmm. And clearly from an urgency standpoint, they really don't want to go down 0-2. I'm not going to say that like they care more than Philly, because Philly obviously wants to win this game as well. But Kansas City is a side that I think a lot of people are sort of off of because of what happened last week in Brazil, of all places. It's a weird game. Chargers played really well. Chiefs did not, but it doesn't mean the Chiefs are dead. I also think this though too, Bulldog, if the Chiefs lose on Sunday and go to 0-2, I will put my hand up right now and tell you I will bet them a 10-1 to win the AFC. Even though I have the Bills to win the Super Bowl,
sure.
The price is the price.
The value.
We're going to hear every analyst they're dead. Ding dong, the witch is dead. You're like, we're going to hear that for a week, and they're going to go out to 10-1 to win the AFC, and they're going to meet Buffalo in the AFC championship like they always do.
Sam Paniadovich, our guest. Joe Ostrowski and Sam host Bet Sweats weekday mornings 9 to noon, and they're both on the BetMGM network and the Odyssey app Sundays, Joe then Sam, leading up to the 1 p.m. kickoffs. So Joe has me a little spooked on the Bills game, Sam. It didn't sound like he really wanted to go with the Jets. Far from that, but he was just pointing out yesterday with us just how the line has moved and I guess sharp money on the Jets here. I'm seeing 6.5 today. How much of that has there been with this game? Like, what is the vibe you get from this game?
Well, the 7.5s and sevens are long gone. So the market is mostly 6.5. I see some sixes in Vegas right now. So there's definitely an appetite to bet the Jets. You know, this whole sharp thing in the NFL, though, like I puzzle myself all the time because, like, the sharpest guys I told you guys last week, sharpest guys I know were on the Giants last week and the Seahawks, 0-2. And the Giants, you knew the Giants were dead in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Wise guys always say, well, we bet numbers, not teams. And they're always on the Browns and the Giants and the Cardinals. And it makes me want to vomit.
That's me.
So all that said, I don't have a position side or total, but I can tell you I do have Buffalo in one of my survivor pools. That's the big pool in Vegas with like the $18 million pot. We went Buffalo in one of the entries. So I just need them to win. I think a lot of people, guys, are looking at this, oh, this emotional letdown because they beat the Ravens. Now they're going to have nothing left for the Jets. Be careful with that. The Jets are still the Jets. I don't think Justin Fields can do that week to week. That's been his problem, consistency. He has a good week, and then he has three bad weeks. I don't think you get an A game from the Jets again. Not that you got an A last week, but they were about an A-minus or a B-plus. I don't think they can run that back week to week, and that's why they're the Jets.
Is this survivor pool you've got Buffalo in, the one I watched you and Joe talking about this yesterday, is this the one you've got five people in on that five people have to agree on the pick?
No. We have – so I have three entries. I'm a part of three entries. One of them is with the same guy, my buddy Matt, and then the other one is with two guys from Chicago. I floated – I floated Mac Jones no matter what at them, and they all said no. So I wanted to do San Francisco against the Saints and Spencer Rattler. But no, the biggest pool I'm in only has three people. There's a friend of ours, though, that's in a survivor contest with six people total. So six of them have to get to one pick every week. They're going to kill each other by week seven.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If they make it that far.
Maybe we don't need to dig into this too deeply now, but as somebody that shares high-stakes fantasy teams with different groups of people, I'd be curious about the process. I mean, there are a couple of groups where I demur, but that doesn't always feel good, and sometimes in those groups, I think I just wish I just could decide this for myself. Then there are the opposite times when I really don't want to have so many projections in fantasy are so close that really, like, just feel like you're just thinking about what the wrong, so-called wrong choice would be. So, I don't know, maybe if you have three, it just ends up sometimes being 2-1, right? I mean, that's better than an even number.
I can't believe I'm about to admit this in Buffalo, but I'm more of a sub in the three-person league. I just submit to whatever they want to do. That sounds okay. Really bad when you say that out loud. But they won a local survivor pool in Chicago last year. They won like 50,000. So I trust them. I'm cool with that. Whatever they want to do, I'm fine.
Yeah.
The other one with my friend Matt, we have two entries. At this point, since we have two left, I pick one, he picks one. It's very easy. When we're down to one, and it's inevitable, we'll get down to one, then it becomes tough. I think last year we flipped a coin on one of the games.
Oof.
It's very, very exciting to live by the coin, as you know.
Love to live by the coin. Got a favorite college pick?
Yes. After giving you guys Kansas and Miami in the first 2 weeks, I did give you Duke. Duke lost, and somebody from Buffalo said, nice pick, nerd, on Twitter. It was very, very fun.
Never get one wrong again, Sam. Come on.
Yeah.
This is the life I live, guys. It is what it is. I also gave Texas Tech last week minus 48 on this show. They won by 48 exactly, which is the worst. I'd rather lose than tie. I'm punting, but I do have a bet here. I think Miami is going to railroad South Florida. I laid 17. It's now 17.5. Yes, I still like it. 42-14, 42-17. Miami has NFL guys all over the O-line and the D-line. They are so much bigger than USF in the trenches, and I find it very interesting. People that probably haven't watched a lot of South Florida football are lining up to bet South Florida. It's like one of the most public bets of the week. Yet the line has moved from 15 to 16 to 17 to 17.5.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the money there. This is a huge mismatch in size and speed. Miami might score their first four trips on the field. So I laid 17. I would still lay 17.5.
This is because South Florida beat Florida last week. Real quick before you go, I loved the pizza story this morning. And my son at 15, I mean, he has always been a great eater. Like, no matter what. It is. My wife's a vegetarian. No matter what it is, restaurants, like, he doesn't want the kids' menu. Like, he's always kind of had a grown-up kind of palate, so to speak. This guy, always plain hot dogs, though.
Like, no!
I cannot get him to ever put anything on a hot dog.
I believe I said this morning, if you eat a plain hot dog, you can't be trusted.
You did. You went off on plain hot dog eaters. Chicago has those...
That, right?
Chicago has those big tomato chunks, and what is that salt and... Is it poppy seeds? I don't know what's going on there.
There's a lot happening there, yeah.
I mean, I don't need that from my guy, but just, you know, pickles? Pickle relish?
In Chicago, they call it drag through the garden.
Mm.
So it's got mustard, tomatoes, pickles, sport peppers, kosher salt.
Right.
Some people get even weirder. They add even more things. I just go mustard. I also, as a Chicagoan, I don't care if you put ketchup on your hot dog. Some people would say that you deserve to be burned at the stake if you put ketchup on a hot dog. I personally don't care what you put on your hot dog. Just put something on it, for the love of God.
I also really don't care what you do, but I like teasing people who put ketchup on their hot dogs. Because I feel like ketchup on a hot dog is something a 9-year-old does.
Yeah. I want chili sauce.
Except for Mike's son, obviously.
Yeah, he just will not.
Who never
did. He will not.
But anyway.
Thank you, Sam. Good luck.
I can't believe I don't trust your son, buddy. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah. Sam Panayotovich, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings, 9 to noon, and Sundays leading up to kickoff with Nick Kostos on the Bet 1520 and the Odyssey app. Evan Silva at 4, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Football Friday continues next. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.